Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
UMW Museums this morning. Scott Harris, the Executive Director of University of Mary Washington Museums here. Particularly today, we're going to talk about Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont. Town Talk powered this morning by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Good morning, Scott. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Ted. Delighted to be here.
It is so interesting to me the how the in the museum and historical world in this region, because really in the last week I've done things with Historic Germana, with the Fredericksburg Area Museum, with you, with Washington Heritage Museums, and as you're all in, and you just, you know, everybody knows one another, and you all work together, or you on different projects. It's quite interesting just how nobody lives in their own silo around here.
No, I mean, and I think that that hasn't necessarily always been the case. I think that fortunately, certainly since I've been able to view it and be a part of it now since 2011. Wow, that's how long I've been here. We do have some great collaboration, some great cross-pollinization, you might say, it goes on, whether it's in programming or exhibits, in helping promote and support each other, in trying to coordinate so that we don't program against each other. You know, that can happen. And some of that is simply that we're relatively focused community that everyone's kind of close by, and we just realize we need to get along with our neighbors. Our colleagues. It's also, though, just that there are relationships there. We were talking off mic about Ann Darren of the Washington Heritage Museums, a Mary Washington classmate of mine.
Yeah.
Teresa Kramer, who's the educator over at the Fredericksburg Area Museums, former intern at the James Monroe Museum.
Isn't that interesting?
And then people who have worked in most of the region's museums around here, both currently and some who've gone on to other things, I've either had scholastic or museum colleague kinds of relationships with, and most everyone else can say the same. We have a real sort of community amongst us, and so that helps too. That can really make partnerships and everything easier.
Well, and two, for, and I think that makes it for those of us who live around here, or for people that are coming to visit, you get a really good sense of history when. With all of you, because you all deal, whether it's Civil War, colonial times, and in anything in between,
up to and including more contemporary things like the Civil Rights era.
Yeah.
And every community, every town, big, small, whatever, every region has its history. Fredericksburg region, Stafford, Spotsylvania has its history, but in so many cases it intersects with national or even international. Mm-hmm. History and culture, and that gives it a particular relevance, not just to the local community, but to wider audiences, as a wider impact. So I think that, as you say, whether it's the Civil War battlefield, some of the most significant Civil War battles, certainly in the East, occurred right around Fredericksburg or Spotsylvania, Chancellorsville, Wilderness. There, I got all four. George Washington, James Monroe, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, you just reel mm-hmm. them off, really. And then the experience of black people here coming initially almost entirely as enslaved people, and yet both enslaved people's stories and what they meant to the foundations of the society and some of the history that occurred here later on, before and after certainly emancipation, you have free people of color who are making their mark, whether it's John the Baptiste, whether it's John Washington, and others. And then right on, said to the Civil Rights era, where, Fredericksburg is the first place the Freedom Riders stop on their epic journey, and so many other things that tie us into those larger stories. Just the Civil Rights Trail becoming part of the National Civil Rights Trail, great example.
Yes, yeah.
Gary Melchers, as an artist, came here looking for a nice, quiet country place, but he brought an international reputation as an artist and as an arts advocate, and continued to that work with the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, with the Smithsonian, after having made Falmouth, basically his base. So Yeah, we tie into a lot of bigger stories.
Well, in the last weekend with the anniversary, the Park Service had a number of programs with the anniversary of the Overland campaign getting mm-hmm. started around here. And at one of the events I was at, they just asked, you know, who came the farthest. And there was someone who came out here from to be part of the weekend events from Phoenix. And you all see that all the time of where people will save up and come out here to see some of these things.
Yes, certainly. I think all of our museums have, to a greater or lesser degree, audiences that come often from anywhere in the world and everywhere. Again, you know, coming back to what I'm principally here to talk about today at Belmont, Gary Melcher's home and studio, you have people. We have had visitors from Holland, from the areas where Melcher's had an artist colony that he was mm-hmm. a part of and lived there. People from Germany. We have welcomed all sorts of people who knew the Melcher's reputation abroad, and then come here to be able to experience that. And it's true with James Monroe as well. Obviously, fifth president of the United States, had mm-hmm. had a significant 50-plus year career at the early Republic stage. And so there are people, particularly in the Latin American countries, for better or for worse, who understand the Monroe Doctrine and what its implications were,
yeah.
you know, within their experiences, much less the French, to whom Monroe had a particular relationship as a diplomat and with his friendship with Lafayette. Perhaps you've heard of Lafayette.
I'm hearing a lot about yeah. Lafayette. I'm hearing a lot more than I ever expected to hear about
Daggone
Lafayette.
Right, you will. Yeah. And it's due to no small amount of work and planning, too, coming to fruition this year,
yeah.
really. Yeah.
And every one of those programs that either I have been to or seen pictures from, they're standing room only. There's a lot of interest in Lafayette.
Well, I think we owe him so much in terms of his direct contribution, certainly, to coming and choosing to talking his way into the Continental Army, effectively,
right,
and then doing well with that and forging a relationship with Washington, with Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, many others, and then sort of exporting the idea back to France and being a part through all the ups and downs of the French evolution toward democracy. And like I said, definitely some steps forward, some steps backward, and a lot of them indicated or affected him too. Being a sort of a conscience stirrer, if I can come up with a term like that, about emancipation. You
mm-hmm.
know, having
yeah.
you know, we talk about civil rights in the Fredericksburg area. Well, Lafayette was ready to start an experimental community of freed slaves in his own right, and so I think that there are just so many things to look at in that Lafayette relationship, and now 200 years after his wildly successful sort of farewell or well victory return tour, you know,
yeah.
that we have just a chance to relate that.
When we come back, we're going to start talking about there are a number of events going on at Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, and I know I'll be afterwards chastised for this, I have not been to Belmont for a little bit of time. Are the flowers still? I'm thinking that a lot of when the flowers are in bloom in the spring, there is just no better place around here, but I have a feeling I've missed them.
Oh, no, not at all. They are coming into bloom.
And, oh, okay.
I mean, things come on different schedules. There are
right.
some, like the daffodil, stuff like that, are pretty much, they're usually among the first.
Yeah.
The jonquils, they come up
to
do their thing.
And things
and then
like
they
that.
Tulips, right.
Yeah.
But that's one great thing at Belmont, and some of our other sites around here obviously do this too. They've got patterns of vegetation and plantings that are, you know, on different schedules, if
okay.
you will. So
okay.
no, by all means, I mean any day of the week is a great time to visit Gary Melcher's home and studio.
Okay,
let's just say that. So I hereby chastise you for not having been lately.
I will be over to see things and take some pictures.
All right, see that you are.
Scott Harris here with the UMW Museums. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hot Council.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Scott Harrison this morning, the executive director of University of Mary Washington Museums. That includes the James Monroe Museum and Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont. That's what we're focusing a lot today. We'll do James Monroe in another week or so.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear about an upcoming program there, a tavern night program, plus many other things.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people who are interested, for either Gary Melcher's Home and Studio or the James Monroe Museum, you can go to the web pages of each, which you can basically Google if you like, mm-hmm. or you know, it's GaryMelchers.org, it's JamesMonroeMuseum.umw.edu. And at both places, you will find a calendar of events. And they're in pretty much the same format, too. So you can get a sense of what's coming up over the next several months, and would encourage that for both places. But through the courtesy of Stafford Tourism, we are here talking principally about, on this side of the river, Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. And in fact, tonight,
yeah,
one of our first real public events of the year and one of our signature programs that have evolved, Art After Hours, which is sponsored by Stafford Tourism. That is coming tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., and all these concerts, there'll be four this year, are on Thursdays in the months that I'll mention, and okay. They are all 6 to 8 p.m. And tonight we are looking to welcome, if the rain lets us, or the absence of rain will let us, Karen Jonas, the wonderful Americana alt-country songwriter and singer who has been with us before and has a really great local following
and a wider following. She's just a great person to kick this off.
Great show. And all of the concerts will have not only food available for purchase from different vendors. Tonight, Burnin's Barbecue, Family Food Palace, and Tilly's Ice Cream, as well as Just Poppin' Popcorn. We also will sell tickets for beer and wine, and so we have an opportunity to enjoy that. And we will have the galleries at Gary Melcher's Home and Studio open before and during the concert, and we will also have Bookmobile Fredericksburg there. So just a number of things you can do. This is a free event, first come, first serve. The beer and wine tickets are $7 each. The food trucks will accept cash or credit. Bring your own blankets, your own reusable cups and chairs. There is no outside alcohol permitted per state regulations, so do not come in with a cooler full of Bud, because we can't let you do that.
Yeah.
We have pretty good parking, but we also have a shuttle if we need to go to Overflow down to one of the parks along the river, and mm-hmm. we'll have a van that does that. So for this and all the Art After Hours concerts, again, you can go to the website, you can go to Facebook for either museum, but for Belmont, Gary Melcher's program specifically, you can contact Denise Milner, our events manager. Her email is dmilner@umw.edu, or you can call 540-654-1848. So tonight kicks it off, Thursday, May 9th, with Karen Jonas. On Thursday, June 6th, which totally coincidentally and has no relationship at all, is D-Day, for those who remember.
As soon as you said that, I was going to say that.
We will have the great acoustic folk and traditional group Hazel Run, who, again, a lot of people know locally.
Yeah.
A great show there. Our same vendor, well, actually a little different. We will have Burnin's Barbecue. We'll also have Taco Tuesday there for that one, as well as Tilly's and Just Poppin' and all the other things I mentioned with the beer and wine tickets and the galleries, the bookmobile. And that's Thursday, June 6th, 6 to 8 p.m. On Thursday, July 11th, 6 to 8 p.m., we will have a new artist, Milana Henderson, who is actually one of our docents, but has also done a number of local musical performances. Mm-hmm. She has been involved in living history presentations. She is an author. So Milana will be making her first appearance with us, and this is going to be an interesting show, I'm sure. She has got a great jazz repertoire that she will do, and we're really looking forward because we know her, and we're looking forward to her music. So that's July 11th. Looks like the food situation pretty much the same there and all the other features. Finally, Thursday, August 8th, another returning favorite, the Fredericksburg Concert Band. When you see, 40, 50 musicians on the lawn mm-hmm. performing, it's just amazing. They've always done a wonderful show. We're very excited that they'll be back. That's, again, Thursday, August 8th. Now, obviously, any of these are at the mercy of the weather, and it's so hard to predict. We never really know. We say we're going to go rain or shine if it just becomes too much, whatever. We have not yet been able to establish definitely if we would have any reschedules of these. We might try to do that. It kind of depends on the performer's availability and our other programs, so we don't say that right off. If we cancel a show, if we have to postpone, as soon as we know that we could do it again, we will let the world know. So again, you need to really stay with our website and social media.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping for more shine and less rain.
Hey, that's pretty
today.
Good.
So we can get this in. You've been doing these now for a few years.
That's right. COVID kind of knocked it for a loop as did everything else. But
the thing that always amazes me is the turnout is always the pictures that come from this event. This is a wildly popular event, and I think some of it is the performers, obviously, but just the setting. It's a great setting to have a concert.
You're right. I mean, obviously, the music is the thing that, in most cases, especially if people have not been there before, they may know, oh, hey, yeah, Karen Jones heard her, or Fredericksburg Concert Band, I saw them, you know, wherever. But you're right. When they see the setting, when they see just how wonderfully the landscaping complements mm-hmm. everything, and they see the opportunity to look at the galleries and see Melcher's paintings and other works. The fact that we do have the ability to have some food there and the beer and wine part, I mean, it just all works well. And it is a family-friendly event. I mean, we do have alcohol sales, but we don't discourage families or children coming, and mm-hmm. nothing gets out of hand or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's large, expansive grounds, but the performing area is nicely encompassed by the walkways and everything. So you are in, it's like an outdoor auditorium almost kind of setting.
And that's what makes it, I think, so good that you have all that.
You're not spread out through an outfield of a ball field or something like that. You're focused.
And like tonight's case, to hear Karen Jonas, any of these will be really a treat.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be wonderful. And you know, again, we will do everything we can to pull the show off. And it'll be entirely what comes out of the sky.
So yeah, so mm-hmm. you just and I guess during the course of the day, if you are interested tonight, just follow Facebook, especially. You'll have updates there if it's going to be
right. We have
changes.
An information line that is at our webpage. You can call from that. But I think that the main thing, just keep an eye on what the weather forecast is saying. But also go and check our social media. We will be as up to date as we possibly can on what's going on.
It is Scott Harrison this morning from UMW Museums. I think one of the things in Art After Hours tonight at Belmont in Stafford County, Gary Melcher's home and studio. One of the things I think you hope that something like this develops is that you're going to get, and you probably do get, a number of people who are coming for the concert, have never been to Belmont, and you hope that they kind of poke around and look and see what's available. Belmont's a great, just even if you just walk around outside, but you go inside and you see Gary Melcher's work, just the way it's set up, the way that house is, it's a great spot.
You're exactly right. It is a promotional opportunity for us. It's an opportunity, and very often happens that we gain new members, friends of Belmont.
Yeah.
Same thing happens to James Monroe. We both want to provide educational content. We want people to have a good time, but we also view it as a form of marketing and hopefully of expanding the base of support, so it all works together. And as we'll say in whatever the next segment might be, we've got some other activities at Gary Melcher's that are really also, you know, trying to just vary the experience for people in different ways to attract people.
One of the things that I always find, and I will admit again, this will disappoint. I mean, this is going to be a morning of just disappointment when I say a number of these things, and you'll just walk away disappointed.
Way to make the guests feel at home. Thank you. Okay, sure.
I was one of those people years ago who would say, never heard of Gary Melcher's. Well, as the years have gone on, and I've become wiser, I've run into all kinds of people and even family members who live in certain parts of the country that know way more about Gary Melcher's. I think he's underappreciated here, but around the world and in particular areas in Detroit, I think in Georgia, mm-hmm. there are areas where they are very aware of the greatness of Gary Melcher's and just the philanthropy and in the what the family did, what he and his wife did here in this area. Are quite remarkable.
It is. You're right. Melcher's in his era, late 19th, early 20th century, had a thriving career. He did a number of public commissions, murals that you can see at the Library of Congress or in Detroit. He did work for a number of years in Holland. He taught in Germany. He, as I mentioned, was an arts advocate here. He was instrumental in the Smithsonian American Art Museum, in a number of artists sort of fraternal type organizations that still exist in New York and elsewhere. The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. He was on the commission planning that, and his wife Corinne took on his role very much after his death and continued to be an influence there. The Telfair Museums in Savannah, as you were referencing. And within our local community, especially Corinne Melchers was 20 years younger than her husband. She outlived him by about that much time. He died in 1932. She died in 1955. So that 20-odd years after, she was really a prominent member of the community, was active with the Red Cross, with the hospital, with other community organizations. She liked opening up Belmont to local events. And we very much, in the spirit of Corinne Melcher's, approached the public service role at Gary Melcher's home and studio, because it is exactly why she left that property to the Commonwealth of Virginia, to be a public resource. And we look at all the different ways we can do that.
Just thinking about that, just before you said that, I was thinking how fortunate it was that she did that and then just sell the property off, and it's, you know, a private residence today where we'd be – it's Belmont plays a key role in as we talk about tourism in the area and in sites that people want to see.
Absolutely, yes. And as we continue to look at how we can tell the most relevant stories there, too, one thing that this will probably be for a future day, because some of it is still developing, but we've had really great strides very recently, really, in developing some of the information about the much longer period of the site's history that occurred before the Melchers got there, which is under the family known as Ficklin, the Ficklin family, mm-hmm. who owned the property the longest of all the people, pardon me, who have made their home and lived out their lives at Belmont in that part of Falmouth. The Ficklin family were the longest owners, almost a century. They are the ones who sold it to the Melchers. And there is so much about not only the Ficklins themselves, but the enslaved community that were there, and then in the years following the Civil War, the interactions between black and white people tied to that site. And we've gained some great insight lately on who some of those people were, be able to tell those stories better, and we're looking at how we will augment the story of the Melchers with the context of the people who came before, and who in various ways contributed to making what's there. Literally, in some cases, in terms of the construction of the house and what we've learned lately about when that occurred and how we learned that, which is a scientific process that we'll save for the future, but also just a good, hard research effort to try and uncover information that we did not have before. So it's very exciting to think about how we're going to continue to advance all the stories that we can there. But you know, we are also looking at some topical things that we hope will be of interest, and I'll be excited to talk a little more about those, because I have a sense you're about to go to a break.
We are going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back
over the button,
and we're going to talk more about these events, because a whole bunch of stuff, and we'll get through all that when we get back. Town Talk, powered by Stafford Tourism. This morning, for information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Scott Harris here with UMW Museums. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Scott Harrison this morning with the University of Mary Washington Museums, James Monroe Museum, and Gary Melcher's home and studio at Belmont. Also, the Monroe Papers, I guess, fall under the category of...
They're under our university museums. It's not the same sort of public-facing,
right,
activity-driven program or exhibit-driven program, although the Papers of James Monroe staff and what they do have been a part of a number of the programs at James Monroe Museum, whether it's on the Monroe Doctrine or on how the Monroes ran the White House, Monroe's personal library, so a number of those things. But yeah, the papers are a part of that. But in terms of what the public and their long-term purpose is, scholarly publication of edited correspondence. But the museums are engaged in a mission that is much more public-facing in terms of exhibits, programs, stewardship of properties to you know, like we were saying before, hold these as a community resource in the public trust and doing everything we can to not only preserve them but to share them with people.
GaryMelchers.org is one way you can follow things. Facebook also, too. Gary is G-A-R-I, GaryMelchers.org. And can keep you up on things. And again, before we get out of here this morning, we'll talk about Art After Hours because it kicks off tonight.
Yep.
Number of other events I know you wanted to talk about. Cars and Coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one. Cars and Coffee is actually a sort of a national thing. And it's a sort of a branded type of an event that occurs lots of places. Very often it can be in shopping centers or business parks, commuter lots. So at Gary Melcher's home and studio, we are doing the second Saturday of every month from May to October from 8 to 10 in the morning. We are having a Cars and Coffee event. It not only will be an opportunity for people to bring any kind of make or model of or year of car, we're unique among these types of events in that our setting is not only a chance to meet up with other automotive enthusiasts, but you do so at a wonderful picturesque site filled with history. You're supporting the arts. And you know, cars are obviously vital to our society, our economy, and they are often an art form in themselves, too. Mm-hmm. And so there's a nice legitimacy, I think, to our mission. We will have 2530 Espresso on site, selling coffee and pastries. That's a local business brewing fair trade coffee. This event ends just as the museum would open then for tours. So visitors would be invited to purchase tickets if they like to tour the home and galleries, walk the gardens and trails. All of that starts at 10 a.m. So the event, the Cars and Coffee event, is before the normal public opening hours. And we do think that this gives us a chance, you know, to introduce us to new visitors, give people a chance to learn more about Stafford County. We are the Stafford County Visitor Center.
That's right.
One.
Yep.
And so this is a chance for locals to gather and meet and maybe bring some regional visitors to our area. I think that you can definitely have a nice, relaxing, informative and fun experience. You can get yourself some caffeine and sugar at the start of the day. Look at cars. Yeah, talk to car people. You know, if you're a car person or if you're not, you might say it's like we have a gallery of automobile art out there for you to experience. It is a rain or shine event, but if there is a severe weather risk, we would cancel. Once again, we would either put that on our Facebook page, website, or, and I mentioned this earlier, the main telephone line, the information line at Gary Melcher's home and studio is 540-654-1015. So you can always call that number and get any updated schedule or anything like that. So it's Cars and Coffee, second Saturday of each month from May to October, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and you can get more details, as I say, on social media or the website. But I think it'd be really fun to come out.
So the first one's this Saturday.
That's right. Exactly. Second Saturday In May. Let me make sure. Yes, May 11th. That's right.
Yeah.
I kind of keep track of where we were today.
No, I was just all of a sudden I looked at that, and that's why I'm glad you checked it with because I'm thinking. I think last week was the first.
Yeah, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and I'm totally off the schedule. I don't know why.
I know.
It feels like it should be like another week or two. But
so as you've talked about. So this will be this Saturday, and I think Saturday is supposed to be a good day in the early part of the day anyway.
Hoping so. Yeah. Again, this is always what we have to look at. And, especially this time of year. Later in the summer, it'll be afternoon thunderstorm activity, so you know, do what you can.
Right. So anyway,
in the same vein of trying to open up to use of the grounds and different activities, and a little closer in some ways to the mission, plein air days is something that we've done before at Gary Melcher's, and it's all about people who just come to create art and have a chance to be inspired by our setting. So the third Sunday of each month. And on the following Thursday of each month. So think about that.
Okay, I'm trying.
You were told there'd be no math, right?
Right.
Third Sunday.
Then I'm going to carry the two.
Four, exactly, right. Naught goes into naught. The next events are going to be Sunday, May 19th and Thursday, May 23rd. That's a way of sort of getting you started. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So basically, not only the entire length of time we're open during the day, but for a couple of hours after.
Okay.
Artists are available. The grounds will be open to provide artists with an opportunity to experience the site through the day and then later into the evening. Give a chance to create works with different lighting and shadows. Some visitors who may have an interest in doing this and can't come out during regular hours would have a couple of hours in the evening to do so. We see this as a community building opportunity, gathering space for artists to meet and compare technologies to learn from each other. And also just let the viewing public see local creative artists doing their thing in just a wonderful area. We hope will spark more interest in the arts. So we do this because, again, Corinne Melcher's in making this her home, making this a community resource during her lifetime, wanted that to continue. And her bequest of the property was for it to be a public resource. So this is another area in which we can do this and just provide a great opportunity for artists and for people who would just like to watch the art being created. If you want more details about this, the Museum Store and Visitor Services Manager, Lindy Lynn, is the organizer. She can be reached at 540-654-1843 or by email at llynn, that's L-L-Y-N-N, at umw.edu. Here again, rain or shine, but if severe weather is imminent or occurring, we would cancel and communicate either at the 654-1015 line or on our social media. I should say, too, that in addition to Cars and Coffee and Plein Air Days, we have for some time and continue to offer our woodland hikes. That's the last Sunday of each month in which master naturalist volunteers take folks on a tour through some of our 27 acres of grounds, a couple of miles of walking tours to look at the flora and fauna.
They are great. They are great, by the way.
Yes.
There's
so
much to see.
We've been happy with that. And the folks involved are really wonderful. And our garden manager, Jody Wilkin, on the last Saturday of every month, will do a garden stroll. She will take people through the more not so much the woodland area or anything, the natural environment, but more of the sort of sculpted. And I said the last, excuse me, it's the first Saturday of every month. So the next one will be June 1st, 10:30 a.m. to 12. And in both of these cases, folks are encouraged. It's you know, a free event. It's, you know, you sign up for it. I'm sorry, let me start over because I'm mixing my things here. The Garden Stroll is a paid program. It's free to Friends of Belmont. For the general public, it's $12. And that does require a reservation. Contact Jody Wilkin at 654-1839 or J. Wilkin, that's J-W-I-L-K-E-N, at umw.edu. And the ways of doing all this are at our website calendar page.
Yep.
But they are events that are outside over varying terrain, so people are, you know, encouraged to wear comfortable shoes to be prepared to do some walking.
Just a lot of things, a lot of opportunities to see, get a view of Gary Melcher's home and studio. Mm-hmm. That's a little different than just coming for a coming for a tour.
Right. And I should say, too, that within the exhibition galleries at Gary Melcher's Home and Studio, we are doing a lot more changing over, doing special short-term exhibitions on different topics. And so we encourage people to kind of keep an eye on our website, our social media. If you're a member of Friends of Belmont, the newsletter will tell you when we've got some different things upcoming. And so if you say, well, yeah, I visited Belmont 2, 3, 10 years ago, I don't need to see it again. No.
It's much different.
We have a large collection and only so much space to show it. And so we are trying to rotate more out and get different things out for the public to see.
And if you're especially if you're an artist, I've seen these plein air days at various sites across the area. And boy, there's some really good stuff comes out of it. But it really does give you a chance to sit and, you know, pick a landscape, pick something to do, and you know, have a good day at Belmont.
Absolutely, yes. So all of this, again, I'm just you know, being kind of a broken record here, which is not even a term anybody would use anymore.
But it works.
GaryMelchers.org will be the website to really give you access to calendar and other things. We're on Facebook, Gary Melcher's Home and Studio. You can also go to Instagram, go to some of the other sites that I'm not a member of, but, you know, all that social media stuff that the young people do.
All those kids in their rock and roll.
Rock and roll music, bad enough in their country, yeah. And then also James Monroe Museum.umw.edu. We have a slightly different web address for James Monroe, but same thing too on Facebook. You can get access to this Saturday, International Family Day at the James Monroe Museum, a program we've done for several years now.
Yeah,
really popular. Mm-hmm. Lots of different craft demonstrations and living history. Just love that. Sketchy history coming up at James Monroe, our version of Win, Lose, or Draw. Mm-hmm. That's this wonderful sort of team activity. That's May 16th, June 20th. History trivia, with which you are familiar.
I am Quizmaster. Yeah. Uh-huh.
May 23rd is the first one coming up this year for James Monroe. And then also we have a program at James Monroe called Tea and Trifles that is based on how to take modern ingredients to use colonial early national recipes. That program sells out every time we've offered it now. And it's really just wonderful. And we have a tavern night coming up on June 7th, which is going to be a very interesting look at libations for colonial and early national entertaining, which is going to be a nice little different thing for us. So, again, we're mainly talking about Gary Melcher's today, but if you look at the James Monroe website and social media, you can find out about all those great things
too. Yep, all kinds of stuff going on. The other thing that I think that shows you what's available is a great posting, and this goes back probably a month, 6 weeks ago, on the Gary Melcher's Home and Studio Belmont Facebook page. But an ornithology class at UMW came and looked at all the different birds that you can see from bald eagles on down. And with the river right there, it really is a great way to be able to see some of those things.
You really can. Just in the last couple of years, I can recall, we had and we've put some pictures out about these before, beautiful pair of pileated woodpeckers. You know, Woody Woodpecker out there to visit us, and some gorgeous shots of some of them. I looked out the door several weeks ago, and three wild turkeys were just sauntering across the parking lot. As only wild turkeys can. And then they went, as soon as I opened the door, they went into the turkey trot. And if you've never seen a wild turkey move over level ground, those suckers are fast. I mean, they're like our roadrunner.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, wild turkeys can move.
Okay.
And they were like... And it's like, okay, look, I'm watching living dinosaurs running.
Yeah, the fact that those are around, and you know, it's happening right here.
Yeah, and I was surprised that they were as obvious as they just didn't seem bothered. But of course, soon somebody came.
Yeah,
along. But yeah, the eagles, the ospreys, the various species of owls, other smaller raptors, plus all the songbirds and everything. There is you could just do a whole, maybe we'll do a whole ornithological thing sometime out there. But we just have a wonderful resource there, 27 acres, woodlands, sculpture grounds, goes down to the river. And that's a whole dimension in addition to the art and the other history we talk about.
No, it is. It's a great spot to be able to see that kind of thing, see birds, animals, things like that. Mm-hmm. So don't discount what you can see at some of these sites. GaryMelchers.org, again, the website. Scott Harris is here this morning. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW Museums this morning, and Scott Harris, the executive director, is in again. Art After Hours tonight.
Right.
At Gary Melcher's
Home Studio. We
certainly
hope, yes. Plein Air Days coming up at the Cars and Coffee this Saturday. So you've got Art After Hours tonight, Cars and Coffee on Saturday the 11th. So some stuff coming right up.
Yep,
at Gary Melcher's Home Studio.
So check things out, and you really get a different view of a really historic and pretty cool spot in the area. Before we get out of here, we should mention, you mentioned it a couple of times, about how Stafford County's the visitor center is right there at Belmont.
Yeah, we work under a contract with the county to provide the service of a visitor center, and. We you might say we're the gateway. We're an opportunity not only to find out what we do at Belmont or what we do at the UMW Museums, but anything in Stafford County. And we have a lot of Fredericksburg information, too, in Spotsylvania, but we are principally Stafford's visitor center there. There are, obviously many historic sites, many aspects of our past that you can explore in Stafford County, and you can see whether it's at Chatham or Government Island, things like that. You can also see both at our site, the wonderful artistic experiences at Riverside Center for the Performing Art, see some Broadway quality shows coming through there all the time. And within the county, certainly there are sports activities. There are other kinds of opportunities for recreation and leisure. There's great dining. There's shopping. Mm-hmm. So we try to just be the conduit for that. And it doesn't have to be just someone coming off the interstate who wants to know what's going on. Anyone locally can get the visitor guide, can find out. We have a nice information kiosk there. So, we are certainly there to welcome you to Gary Melcher's Home Studio, but we're also there to welcome you to Stafford County overall.
And there really are a lot of things to see in Stafford.
It's absolutely.
Again, that's one of those things of saying, well, if you've been around here a while, I know about Chatham, or I know, a few things. Things have totally changed as far as activities and things that you can see in Stafford County.
Right. More evolving all the time. And the places that again, we were kind of alluding to this earlier. Whether it's Gary Melcher's, whether it's going to Chatham or one of the battlefield sites, going to the other museums, they're not static for the most part.
Right.
They do try to switch up what is there for people to see, and that can either be in exhibits or other activities. Certainly the programming gives lots of different opportunities. So if you've been to any of our local attractions and said, oh, yeah, I did that, don't necessarily think that you wouldn't get something new if you came back, and we'd be delighted to welcome you.
And at in front of Belmont, there are a number of them around the area, but this was one of the first that I remember seeing, that little library.
We have a little free library. Now, it's funny you should say that. Our little free library currently is inside the visitor center because we've had some issues with the library itself. So we're in the process of upgrading the structure of the little free library.
Yeah.
But you can still come and access the books and just come in to the visitor center. But yeah, we are very happy to be part of that program. It's very active, and there's a number of those in the region.
We're almost out of time, so we can't get into it a lot, and I had meant to talk about this, but if you are looking for a Mother's Day gift, the gift shop at Belmont is terrific.
Yes, it is, and we would certainly encourage people to come by anytime, but particularly, yes, if you're looking for a great mom gift, Gary Melcher's Home and Studios store is, I think, one of the better ones around. Certainly.
I was going to say there really are a lot of different things. So check that out if it's a last minute and you want to look like you have spent some time. You
10 to 5 every day.
10 to 5. Scott Harris, thank you for coming in, and we will talk again soon. Appreciate your knowledge and wit and everything in between.
And you too, Ted. Thank you.
Tab Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, tourstaffordva.com, garymelchers.org. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.